Good morning, Eagles fans, and welcome to the Eagles Update. I'm insider Dave Spadaro here in Southern California, the Eagles home for a week as they prepare for Sunday's game against the Los Angeles Rams. The Eagles looking to rebound from their first loss after 9 consecutive wins, and head coach Doug Peterson has several messages for his team. First and foremost, get back to the practice field and get focused, be sharp, and raise your game after 2 sloppy performances.
We obviously we pride ourselves in our work and getting our work done during the week, and I feel strongly about, you know, you win games during the week, and sometimes things come up, and as a coach you're always maybe a little more nervous than you should be the way we practice, and I just think that the way probably the last couple of weeks, what you saw probably previously to the last 2 weeks, you didn't see the penalties, you didn't see the turnovers, you didn't see some of the negative things that have been going on, and to me that's a direct correlation to how we practice during the week. So that's what I mean by that, we got to get that erased this week.
Here is also another message delivered by the head coach. The Eagles, with just 4 games remaining as the number 2 seed in the playoff picture as it stands now, are still a very good football team.
I feel like you got to continue with the same structure, but I think the messaging can change how I address the football team and sort of bring to light the fact that, listen, we're 10-2, still a good football team, and everything is in our control. And that's the beauty of this whole thing, is everything is still right in front of us, and we just have to embrace that and understand that prepare like we have and get ready for the Rams on Sunday. Okay.
Quarterback Carson Wentz had one of his most difficult performances against a swarming Seattle defense on Sunday night. His reaction, of course, very tough on himself, said the head coach.
You know, sometimes as quarterbacks, you just miss, and those are things that we continue to coach up, and Carson's hard on himself. He'll work on it this week, and he won't miss next time.
I had a chance to visit the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum on Monday, the home of the Rams, built in 1923. It's one of the most iconic stadiums in the country. And on Sunday, we expect a huge Eagles contingent to turn this playoff atmosphere into one that feels a lot like Philadelphia. Thanks so much for joining on the Eagles Update, presented by Ticketmaster.